It's the wind that never comes. Hey guys, summer is around the corner. How about your weight control?
我们今天来聊一下要维持均衡的饮食，或者说要控制合理的体重体型，我们需要知道一些什么。
那如果大家想要获取这期节目的笔记呢，学习更多有趣的英语表达，大家可以微信搜索英语口语精华 Club 啊，关注我们，回复福利两个字啊，就更加有这个学习的大礼包等着你。
OK， 我们从基本概念开始啊。首先是这个营养标签， We can say nutrition label， 啊 nutrition label 营养标签。Reading the English nutrition labels on different foods packages is a great way to learn English. 我们知道啊，阅读不同的食物包装上的营养标签上，其实是学习英语的好的方法。那这个营养标签分为哪些类呢？比如说大卡路里啊，我们经常说的一卡两卡是什么呢？ It means a large calorie, one cal, 简写 C-A-L, cal, 大卡路里。Or,比如说遇到这种 one degree Celsius 一摄氏度，那我们通常用一个圆小圆圈啊，左上角一个小圆圈一个 C 来表示啊。Or one gram of water 一公克的水。Now guys, we should pay attention to that is the definition for one large calorie is the amount of energy required to heat up one gram of water by one degree Celsius。哎，完全就把这三个术语名词串成一个句子了啊。也能给大家一个很好的定义。一大卡的定义是什么呢？哎，就是将一公克的水加热一度啊，也就是说一摄氏所需要的能量。那么胖离不开的另外一个词是 fat， 脂肪啊。Fat is an essential component of everyone's daily diet, but too much animal fat is bad for one's health. 我们知道脂肪是每个人日常饮食的重要部分，就像这个机器运作的机油一样啊。但是过多的动物脂肪不利于人的健康啊，所以我们就需要一定的 fiber 纤维啊，或者是说膳食纤维来维持我们肠道的健康和承受的一些食量啊。And we should also gain enough protein 啊，我们需要获得取得一定量的蛋白质。We know that overlacto vegetarians often eat eggs to obtain sufficient amounts of protein, you know?我们知道这个蛋乳素食者啊，经常吃鸡蛋来获得足够的蛋白质。
And if you want to balance your health, you should also gain enough vitamins. Guys, you know,
如果你想要来维持你的健康，保持你身体的各种所需的平衡，维生素也是必不可少的啊。
It's best to eat foods with vitamin B and C on a daily basis, because both are good for the health.
最好呢是每天吃有维生素 B 和 C 的食物，因为很有益健康。那么这里呢，我们有一个 bonus tip 啊，关于能量、能源的一些相关的词组和搭配啊，你在健身塑形的时候也可能会用到啊。比如说像这个 energy budget 啊，能源的预算 ，energy burned 能量燃烧 ，energy consumed 能量的消耗 ，or to extract energy 摄取能量。
So how to describe your weight?
怎么样来形容你的体重呢？如果你体重增加了 we can say gain weight. 体重减少了 we can say lose weight. Gain, lose, 反义词。
People who have lost weight always say it's difficult to lose weight, but it's even more difficult to keep the weight off. And that's why weight loss is a multi-billion dollar industry.
有减重过的人都说啊，减重很难，也就是减肥嘛。但要保持减掉的体重不回来不反弹啊，更加难。这也就是为什么减肥是一个超夯的产业。那么超重它是一个合成词啊 ，overweight 啊，其实一顾名思义看单词就知道了啊，超过了正常的体重。
Indoor house cats can easily become overweight if they don't exercise。
待在室内的家猫如果不运动，就很容易变得过重。人也一样啊
，people in the same way。
我们来看一下能量消耗的比例
，percentage of energy the body spends。
大家了解一下啊 ，10%
digestion，
10%消化
，10% physical activity，
20%的体力活动
，70 basic functions，
70%的基本功能。我们来看一下影响卡路里吸收与消耗的因素啊。
basal metabolic rate, 基础代谢率。Enzyme levels, 酵素含量。Gut bacteria, 肠道细菌。那我们来看一下啊，不同的素食概念有哪些呢？The first one is vegan, 全素食主义者。Number two, vegetarian, 素食主义者。还有一种是 lacto-vegetarian, 乳素食者。那么如果合成一下啊 ,ovo, 一个 hyphen, 一个 lacto-vegetarian, 是指的是蛋乳素食者。Alright, so much for today. Did you guys get it? Let's put them into use and control your body, control your weight.Have a slim body to welcome your summer. Bye. See you next time. How could anybody have you? How could anybody have you and lose you? How could anybody have you and lose you and not lose their mind too?